Make the most of technology. So how do you use technology to enrich your life, to equip you to reach your potential for good in the world? Hopefully, this is a question you can discuss with your mom or dad. However, we would like to make the following suggestions. Use the internet to find information quickly. Do you want to know when Thomas Edison lived? Google his name, and immediately you will find not only the years in which he lived, but also his accomplishments. Would you like to know when the light bulb was invented, or when the first computer was invented? Google the terms, and you can find out immediately. Do you have questions about cars, trains, airplanes, or motorcycles? In an instant, you can have all the information you desire on these topics from the internet. When we were your age and were inquisitive about these matters, we had to go to the public library and look up these topics in the card catalog and find books that would answer our questions. In today's world, this information is available simply by pushing a few buttons or asking your smartphone with your voice. You live in an incredible world of instant information. Use technology to gain information on virtually any topic in which you have an interest. You can be the smartest person in your school simply by making use of the vast information available on the internet. How do bees make honey? How many of your friends can answer that question? You can learn it quickly on the internet. Use the internet to help with your school homework assignments. Never be satisfied to simply read the assigned material or work the assigned math problem. Go online and try to learn something about the topic or math problem that was not assigned to you. Go beyond what is expected. Don't aspire to simply make a passing grade. Aspire to be your best. This is far more profitable than simply consuming more entertainment on television or on your computer. Thomas Edison said, "If we did all the things we are capable of, we would literally astound ourselves." During these years, your brain is capable of processing more than you can imagine. Don't starve your brain. See your homework assignments not as a duty, not as a requirement, but as an adventure in learning. Use the cell phone to stay in touch with your family and friends. The cell phone is normally the first step in entering the world of mobile phones. It is simply a portable telephone that can make and receive calls over a radio frequency link while the user is moving within a cellular service area. In the early stages of development, there were no smartphones, only cell phones. Before the cell phone, you could not make calls from an open field or on the sidewalk. You had to be inside the house talking on a phone that was linked to the telephone lines outside the house. Cell phones were a huge step forward in communications. Your parents have probably already made the decision to give you a phone or not to give you a phone. Parents differ on the age at which they choose to give their children a phone. This is the decision of the parents because there is a monthly charge for using a cell phone, and most young people your age do not have an income that affords paying the monthly fees.